So now we'll just take, so what we're doing for the next half a dozen files is just expand a little on those remarks, although he's still at a rather sort of high level. We will give a more detailed description of Fortran 90 next week. This week, I want to make certain that by Thursday we know enough about high-performance Fortran that we can run programs. So I also have to apologize that in some sense you're guinea pigs. Not only are you see, we're tentatively optimistic that we solved the problem of the disappearing image, which was due to a lack of swap space on this particular computer. And the other piece you're a guinea pig is that Kivang Dinsa with Cornell is developing this web interface to high-performance Fortran and MPI, which will be a sort of web-based programming lab, which I think will be quite useful. However, it is not functional. It doesn't quite work right at the moment. So hopefully by Thursday it will work right. And so the plan is that as far as this course is concerned, you can do really what you like, but as far as this course is concerned, all the assignments and all the interfaces with Fortran and MPI will be done through a web interface. This in the long run is quite interesting because it will mean that you can have fully electronic courses. You don't have to care about installing things because somebody would have done that behind the web. So, in some sense, so one major advance in Fortran 90 compared to Fortran 77 is that arrays are actual objects. I mean, there are objects in Fortran 90. So in the good old days of Fortran 77, you used to be able to look at the way Fortran compiler arranged storage, and there was variables, and if you had an array which was 100 by 100, there were 10,000 elements, and the next array which was 10 by 10, there would be 100 elements for that, and that's all there was in memory. So Fortran 90 is a more sophisticated language. It actually has descriptors associated with each array which tell the runtime and of course they're generated by the compiler. They tell the runtime what the array sizes are of the arrays, so that these are that properly defined objects. So it does mean, however, that you cannot assume a simple memory model that you can in traditional Fortran, which allowed you to do all sorts of funny things which are no longer allowed. So we can do operations on full arrays, which we've already mentioned, things like A equals B or A equals B plus C. There are a whole bunch of functions we'll illustrate later on, intrinsic functions like square root and things. We actually illustrated some of those in our Laplace example. Operationally, there's a very important command called for all, which you can view as a nifty way to generate arbitrary functions. So here I've developed the for all, I've written the for all, which this thing here is a plus sign. Here's the for all, which implements the function element-wise function of an array, which sets it to 0 if a of I plus I is less than 0. It sets it equal to the square root of a of I plus I if the resultant thing is positive. So this is just a sort of arbitrary, complicated function, which is not particularly an intrinsic, but it's illustrative of how you can use for all to define sort of complex functions on arrays. And so maybe it's going a little bit of ahead, but why is a for all? For all is different from a do loop. because a do loop is, if you like, control parallelism, and it just tells you to march through the values of I. In the case of a for all statement, for all is operationally very important, is in a different from a do loop in a very important fashion, because to do a for all, what you're meant, you're instructed to do is to evaluate the right hand side of all expressions for all of all the element, all the values of I. So you evaluate all this stuff here, the square roots and the zeros, you store them in some temporary, and then you set the left hand side, which is here A of I, equal to the right hand side. So you may seem that seems to be trivial maybe, but it has the critical feature that it guarantees parallel execution, because it says you take the existing world, calculate something, and set it equal to the new world. And so things like, well, let's give an example. You said A of I equals A of I minus 1 in a for all loop. That would have no dependency, because you take the previous values of A of I minus 1, and then you calculate all of them, and then you set the new values of A of I equal to the set of values calculated with the previous array. And the critical thing which stops parallelism is dependencies between the different values of I. Where so if the I equals 1 calculates something, it might affect I equals 2 or some other value of I. For all, there's guaranteed to be no dependencies. So it's a different type of, so it's different from a do loop. Now for all is not in the current Fortran 90 definition, even though many people, including me, wrote sweet letters asking them to add it. It is, however, added to HBF because it's very difficult to do parallel computing without something like a for all statement.